You are welcome to Miracle Wave Broadcast with Dr. Augustus Okleme, a specialist surgeon and the senior pastor of Miracle Wave Church Worldwide. Stay tuned as we examine the scriptures and taste of God's goodness today. Expect a miracle today. Your testimony is on the way.
Because known unto you are all your works from the beginning of the world. We thank you for the privilege of gathering in your name here now in our country. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy that our nation has experienced. Lord, we pray tonight for Ghana. We speak peace over our nation. We pray for your help in this economically tough times, and we pray for your involvement in the rulership. We pray for wisdom to rule. We pray for ideas that can bring the nation out of this dire place. And we pray for tolerance, and we pray for grace for our nation, that the peace that you've given us, we will cherish it. We cancel warmongering. We cancel cool mongering. We block this cool contagion from our shores. And we pray that instead of darkness and death and bloodshed and uprisings, your peace shall prevail. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask that you do us good tonight. As we listen to your word, let life flow from Jesus into every home, into every life. Give us peace. Give us hope. Help us. Bless us. We thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen. You're welcome to tonight's edition of Miracle Wave Broadcast. This is your pastor, Dr. Augustus. It's a pleasure to come to you this evening again. And God is going to do something good, something new in your life and in mine. For a while now, I've been talking about the works of God or the works of Jesus. Before he would leave, he gave us a commission. He said, as the Father has sent me, even so send I you. So the question that we've been trying to answer is, what did the Father send Jesus to do? Because whatever he sent us to do, he sent him to do, is the same mandate that the Lord Jesus committed to us. He gave us the same mandate. He didn't give us a different one. He asked us to do the same things that the Father had sent him to do. So we found out that he had enumerated, or he had listed, the things that the Father had sent him to do. In Luke chapter 4, verse 18, the Bible said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me." So he said, the Holy Ghost is upon me. And last week, I spoke about the Spirit of God being upon Jesus. Now, you can have all the messages that I've preached on our podcast on Podbean. You can find Miracle Wave Broadcast, and you'll be blessed by that by the podcast. So you can find what I preached about last week. So he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Then he said, because. That means there is a reason. There is an assignment. There is something that he wants me to do. He said, he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. And I said that. So the first assignment that the Father gave him, the first thing that the Father wanted him to do, the first of the works of God that he committed to the Lord was preaching the gospel. So necessarily, we need to preach the gospel. Preach the gospel. The gospel is about Jesus, his love, his sacrifice, okay, his propitiation, his replacement sacrifice, his redemption, what he did so that men will live, what he did so that sinners will not die. That's the gospel. Okay, that gospel is separate from motivational speeches. The gospel is separate from how to succeed in business. The gospel is separate from success talks. The gospel is the gospel. And if you and I are doing the works of Jesus, one of the things that he sent us to do is to preach the gospel. Hallelujah. And I'm a proud preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if you and I are preachers, or we are servants, and we've been sent by him, we must preach the gospel. The gospel is not about us. It's not about us and what we have done and where we've been and what we think we can do. The gospel is about Jesus. It's about him. when you read the Bible, it says the gospel is about Jesus. Hallelujah. And the evangelist, that's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, who spoke about him, he wrote about him. The things that they wrote about him, they are the books in the Bible called the Gospels. If you and I preach the gospel, Jesus will be in it. Jesus will be around it. Jesus will be it. The gospel is Jesus. Now, what else did the Father send him to do? He has sent me to heal. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Jesus was sent by the Father to heal. Healing is not an afterthought, a divine afterthought. Oh, the main assignment I'm giving you is to go and do this. If you have time, heal sick people. No, sir. He has sent me to heal. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has sent me to heal. Jesus came to heal the sick. And that is why I'm convinced beyond every reasonable doubt that as you listen to me tonight, if you can believe, the same Jesus who used to walk around in the streets of Galilee and Nazareth and Capernaum, he is going to touch you tonight and set you free from the shackles of sicknesses, from diseases and pain in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord that was upon him is the same Spirit of God that is upon us now. Someone sang a song which says, you won't leave here like you came in Jesus' name. Bound, oppressed, tormented, sick or lame. And I like this part. He said, for the Holy Ghost of Acts is still the same. It's not just the Holy Ghost of Acts. It's the same Spirit who descended upon Jesus Christ in a bodily form as a dove. The same Spirit that empowered him to do all those wonderful things he did. Raise the dead, open blind eyes, unstop deaf ears, make the lame walk. Jesus, he healed the maimed. When someone is maimed, it means the person has lost some body parts. Jesus healed the maimed. He made the mute speak. He healed the epileptic. He healed the woman of the issue of blood. He healed the madman of Gadara. Jesus healed that woman who was vexed with devils. Jesus healed the centurion's servant. Jesus raised Jairus' daughter and he raised Lazarus from the dead. The same Jesus, he was sent to heal. When his life was summarized by Peter in Acts 10:38, he said how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing. Healing. Jesus was healing and his healing was doing good. When you read something that Jesus said in Matthew chapter 12, he came to church one day and there was a man who had a withered hand in the temple. Verse 10, and behold, there was a man which had his hand withered, and they asked him, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath days, that they might accuse him? And Jesus said to them, what man shall there be among you that shall have one sheep, and if it fall into a pit on the Sabbath day, will he not lay hold on it and lift it out? How much better is it? How much better is a man than a sheep? Wherefore, it is lawful to do well, to do good on the Sabbath days. Meaning Jesus is saying that he's healing the sick is him doing good. Oh, I see God doing good to you tonight as he takes away pain, sickness, disease from your body. If you know anyone who is sick, tell them that Jesus is healing the sick tonight. And the power of God is going to touch them. Why? Jesus was sent to heal in Malachi chapter 4 verse 2. But unto you that fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in his wings, and you shall go forth and grow as calves of the stall. This verse is of particular importance to me because of an experience I had several years ago in a Benny Hinn service. As I entered the service, the presence of God was very mighty there. The glory of God had filled the room. Up to that point, I had not had that kind of experience in God's presence. Oh, so tangible. Now, as we worship, I began to see visions. And the Lord showed me visions. I may not share them now, maybe another time. But what I saw seemed so impossible to me. So my first response was I actually kind of doubted it. And I said, Lord, how can this happen? That was my response to what I was seeing. Maybe one day I'll tell you. But I was very skeptical. What is this that I'm seeing? How is this possible? Because he showed me some things and told me that you will do this. And I said, how is this possible? How is this possible? So as Benihin worshipped, I began to pray. And I was in the third balcony of that wonderful building. And there were no fans there or anything. But a certain wind, in a whirlwind fashion, began to blow around me, just around me. Later, I asked some of the people who were sitting around me, did you feel that strong wind that was blowing? They said no. In fact, I opened my eyes at a point to see if there was a fan around me. But there was no fan. But there was a heavy wind blowing all around me, and I was praying the Holy Ghost, and I kept saying a specific word in tongues. I kept saying mape, 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 mape. So as I was praying thus, the Holy Spirit told me that I asked the Lord, what does this word mean, and how come I keep speaking this as I am praying in tongues? And he told me that it means healing. Then he told me that that's is how you are going to do what I showed you. That is how the vision that I showed you, that's how it's going to happen, by the healing anointing. Now, when he told me this, the presence of God was so strong around me. So I just said, Lord, I believe. And what you say is true. And I believe in you. And I let it be unto me as you have said. Like I surrendered and I believed what he was telling me. Now, I tried to find the word. I typed it out as well as how I could spell it. I spelled it how it sounded. My spelling was a little wrong. I googled it. I couldn't find it. Then one day, about a year later, we were in church. I think it was in an October service. I think so. And the pastor quoted this verse, Malachi chapter 4, verse 2, but unto you that fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in his wings. So after I had read this verse, I heard clearly, check the Greek, the Hebrew of this verse. And the Bible that I was using, the soft copy, the Bible that I was using, the E-Bible, has a Strong's Concordance. It gives me the Hebrew, the Greek, and Aramaic words. So I clicked on it for this verse. And to my utmost surprise, about a year after that experience in the Benihin service, he said, I found that the word healing in his wings, the word healing there, is the word, the same word that I was speaking in tongues, the word mape. And it means healing, cure. Oh, glory to God. Soundness, healing of the incurable. Oh, my goodness. Of course, the Holy Ghost told me what it meant, but it meant so much more. And just finding it right here that I was speaking Hebrew that day, that God, who was healing through Jesus, has purposed by the Holy Ghost to keep healing through us also. And that is why I'm confident that God is going to heal you tonight. I believe sickness is going to leave your body in the name of Jesus. We've seen the sick healed. I mean, we are not following cunningly devised fables. I'm a doctor. I'm a medical person. If the person is not healed, the person is not healed. But if the person is healed too, the person is healed. And I've seen Jesus heal. And tonight, Jesus is going to heal you. Why? That's the assignment the Father gave him. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. It is exciting. When Jesus went to the cross, he didn't just go for your sin and my sin. He wasn't only thinking about eternity and, oh, this person mustn't go to hell and all of that. He was also thinking about your healing, your bodily healing and mine. In Isaiah chapter 53, the Bible tells us from verse 4, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But look at that. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was thinking about our transgressions, how we have wronged God. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement, the punishment that brought us peace, punishment that's supposed to bring us peace with God, peace amongst ourselves, was upon Jesus. So he worked for our sins to be forgiven. He suffered for our sins to be pardoned. He suffered for us to have peace again. But right there, in the midst of it all, he remembered your sicknesses, your pain, your headaches, your weaknesses, and the blindness, the deafness. He remembered the depression. He remembered the infirmity of your flesh. He remembered the failure of your organs, your liver, your kidney, the failure of your heart. He remembered it, and he bore stripes for it. The Bible says, with his stripes, we are healed. And that's where the name of our evangelistic ministry was born, his cross and stripes ministries. I had a vision. That vision, too, was, I think it was in October. In that year, I was having my quiet time that morning, and I had a vision. I saw the cross of Jesus Christ, and I saw two words written on the cross, on the two beams. On the vertical beam, I saw the word salvation, and on the horizontal beam, I saw the word healing. And the two words were intersecting at the A, salvation and healing. They were intersecting at the A. On the cross, Jesus connected us to heaven with his saving grace. But he stretched out his arms and touched us with his healing power. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And he is still the same today. Just as his sacrifice saves from sin, his stripes heal our diseases. Way back in the Old Testament, that blessed psalmist David said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." In Psalm 103, verse 2 and 3. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? And that is right. You believe that. I believe you believe that. Oh, he's forgiven me. But that's not where it ends. He healeth all thy diseases. All means all. Cancer fits in there. All. Incurable viruses, HIV, they fit in there. All your diseases, incurable blood diseases and deficiencies and conditions and genetic issues in the blood, sickle cell anemia. He heals all your diseases. What is the name of your disease? Jesus heals all your diseases. And tonight, his power is going to touch you. And he's going to make you whole. Oh, glory to God. Just bow your head with me and let's call on God in prayer now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are living in sin. He forgives all your iniquities and he heals all your diseases. You want to come out of that sin tonight. You want to turn away and turn around. Jesus sacrificed on the cross for you to be forgiven, for your transgressions to be forgiven, for your iniquities to be taken away, and for you to have peace with God. You want to have that tonight. Bow your head with me and let's call on God. Say, Father, I come to you today. I am a sinner. I'm sorry for my sin. Forgive me and wash me with the precious blood of Jesus. Say, Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God, that you love me, that you came to this world for me, you suffered and you died for me, that I may be forgiven for my sins, that my iniquities will be taken away, and that I will have peace with God. I believe that you rose again on the third day, and you are alive forevermore. I give you my life. I give you my heart. I give you my all. Be my Lord. be my master. Thank you for receiving me, for your word says that whosoever comes to you, you will in no wise cast away. I am born again. My sins are forgiven. I am a new creature. All things have passed away, and all things have become new. In Jesus' name I've prayed. Amen. Glory to God. If you pray that prayer, your sins are forgiven. Reach out to us on the numbers that you will hear after the in the last jingle. Before I leave, I want to pray for the sick. Thank you, Jesus. I had an encounter with the Lord one time. I was preparing for a certain exam, and the Lord Jesus came to my room. So I had a lot of questions to ask him. So I started to ask him the questions, and after my first question, he gave me a response. He said, pray for the sick. Then I asked my next question. He said again, pray for the sick. I asked the third question, and he said, pray for the sick. So I said, maybe the Lord is trying to tell me something. When I came to that realization, he left. I have an assignment to pray for the sick. And that's what I'm going to do tonight. And every time we pray for the sick, Jesus does the healing. When as a doctor I prescribe medication for you, I don't have to force or do anything. The medication will do the work. The Lord told me one day that the power to heal is like prescribing the appropriate medication to the sick. When you serve, or when you give that medication, when you deliver that ministry medication, or you administer that medication, you can expect the recovery. So as I pray for you tonight, and you connect to God's power in faith, you can expect to be made whole. We've seen blind eyes open. We've seen people who could not walk rise up and walk. And as we mention the name of Jesus over you tonight, the same is going to be your experience. Bow your head with me. Kabarando Saha. Begin to call on the Lord. Begin to call on the Lord now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Begin to call on the Lord now. And tell the Lord to heal you. Begin to tell the Lord to heal you now. Tell the Lord to heal you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Begin to tell the Lord to heal you. Whatever sickness is in your body, begin to tell the Lord to heal you. In the name of Jesus, He is the Lord that heals you. He is the Lord that heals you. There's no magic in all of it, but there is power. There's power. There's power in the name of Jesus. Peter said, and His name, through faith in His name, has made this man whole, who you all see. The power in the name of Jesus and the power of the Holy Ghost is going to ignite any form of infirmity in your body and blow it into smithereens. It's going to leave you. Swellings are going to leave your body tonight. As I'm speaking right now, swellings have left someone's breast. It was in their right breast, the lower right quadrant of your breast, or if the lower right portion is leaving you. It was quite big. It's quite big, like a table tennis ball. But it's leaving you right now. It's leaving you right now. It's leaving you right now. Be made whole in the name of the Lord Jesus. Any weakness and infirmity in your body is cursed. Any weakness, infirmity in your body is cursed. Any weakness or infirmity in your body is cursed now. Be loosed in the name of Jesus Christ. I feel God's power moving. There's someone who is crippled by fear. Because of fear, you can't even do the job you love. Because of fear, that you are crippled by fear. It's crippling fear. You are loose. It's a spirit of infirmity that holds you down. But its power is broken off you now. Be loosed. Be loosed in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Ghost. Let that fear leave you now. That fear of death, let it leave you now. That fear of contracting incurable diseases, let it leave you now. In the name of Jesus Christ, that dread of tomorrow, let it leave you now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak clarity into every mind, every confusion. The Bible says God is not the author of confusion. I rebuke it from you now. in the name of Jesus. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Be made whole now. Every problem with your vision, let it clear right now. You can't see far, you can't see near, you have pain in your eyes. Be healed now. Blurred vision, double vision, let it clear now. You have bad vision in one eye, let it clear right now. In the name of Jesus. Be loosed from sickness, from disease and pain. In the name of Jesus Christ, be made whole from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Every menstrual disorder receives healing power now. In the name of Jesus, every menstrual disorder that has affected your fertility is cursed right now. Let there be a reset of your reproductive cycles in the name of Jesus Christ. Every problem with sperm count receives divine touch now. Let life flow through every facet of your being now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. It's been an awesome time. It's been an awesome time. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just let us know what God has done in your life. Let us know how God has touched you and healed you. Send us a WhatsApp message. Send us a voice note on WhatsApp. Just share with us. Don't keep it to yourself. Jesus healed 10. Only one came to say thank you. Be that person. Don't be part of the 9. Went away with his praise. We'll be with you again next week on your favorite radio broadcast, Miracle Wave Broadcast. And this is your pastor again. I love you. I'm praying for you and I believe in you. This is Dr. Augustus signing out.
Miracle Wave Broadcast is brought to you by Miracle Wave Church, a growing church committed to preaching Christ Jesus and doing his works today. In Kumasi, you can find us at Chichere, inside Kochi. You can get there using the Santase Kokobin Road or the Sokoban Kwauma Road. You can also locate us on GPS at Miracle Way Church Glory Temple. Call or WhatsApp Miracle Way Church on 0249-471769. You can also find Miracle Way Church on Facebook. Send your testimonies and prayer requests. We would love to hear from you and pray with you. May you experience God's goodness today. Join us same time next week for an encounter with the God of miracles. Don't doubt it. Experience it for yourself. Miracle Wave Broadcast. There is always hope and help in Jesus. Miracle Wave Broadcast. It is miracle time.